I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. It's breeding time for deer in Connecticut, and that means biologists and hunters are paying close attention to two things, car collisions and acorns. Mating time means more deer on the move, crossing roads and highways. Andrew Labonte, a wildlife biologist with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says that makes November and December a peak time for roadkills.
They're just pursuing the female, and they go wherever she goes.
In the year 2000, there were about 18,000 deer vehicle collisions. That's a lot. Since then, especially on the shoreline and in Fairfield County, the state has worked to reduce that number by allowing more hunting and making it easier for hunters to attract the deer. 2015 even saw the introduction of bow hunting on Sundays.
We've been adding a lot of these tools essentially to the toolbox that allow us to manage these populations that had been out of control.
As a result, car collisions still happen, but a lot fewer, about 4,000 last year. And state data obtained by WNPR do suggest that more hunting can lead to fewer collisions. In fact, every year since 2009, it's been hunters, not cars and trucks, that kill the most deer. Then there are acorns. That's a favorite food of deer in fall and winter.
When there's a lot of acorns out there, hunter success tends to go down, and when there's very sparse amount of acorns, hunter success tends to go up.
That's because fewer acorns mean deer forage more, increasing the odds that they'll come across a hunter. Labonte says relatively high acorn counts in the last 2 years reduced hunter kill rates, but this year may be different. In spots like eastern Connecticut, where gypsy moths damaged a lot of trees this year, Labonte says potentially low acorn numbers could be a boon this hunting season. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.